Mary had a little man.
Blah, blah, blah.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Oh, it's a very solemn day. Very, very, very solemn. There is no room for joking around today. Oh, what happened here? Oh, there.
This is the historic walk that we had anticipating. Our own Chad Pergram is there watching on with us as well. And we just heard from Senator Joni Ernst. Have heard from those Senate Republicans who have been demanding that Schumer hold Mayorkas, the Mayorkas impeachment trial. As you see them walking these articles of impeachment, 43 Republican senators, including Ernst, they sent this letter to Schumer calling on the Senate to fulfill what they say is their constitutional duty by holding a trial to consider the impeachment of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. So, Trace, this is the highly anticipated walk. This is what is happening as Republicans pressure Democrat colleagues not to dismiss this.
You know, it's like it's the ultimate in projection. This is the ultimate in projection because, Donald Trump was recorded saying that he wanted dirt on Joe Biden in order to give, aid to Ukraine. And he was impeached for that. And then, of course, after January 6th, and, he said, you're not going to have a government anymore unless you fight like hell kind of thing. He was impeached for causing all kinds of chaos and violence at the Capitol. Now he's on trial in a regular courtroom, which is what Mitch McConnell said should happen, right? Mitch McConnell said the reason why he's not being removed for this horrible crime that he is responsible for, the violence that ensued at the Capitol, that the proper place for such a thing to occur would be in the actual court, the criminal court system. And he was pretty sure that the criminal court system would work. And so that's where Donald Trump should be held accountable for the violence. Okay, and so they started screaming, you're weaponizing the entire system of justice, you're weaponizing the entire impeachment process, and didn't you just see what I played? That was the Marjorie Taylor Greene caucus actually marching over to the Senate to deliver articles of impeachment against a cabinet member, Alejandro Mayorkas. Why a cabinet member? You know the history here. We have not seen in America, we have not seen the impeachment of a cabinet official since 1879. They are fascinated with this whole Civil War era. They are fascinated with this whole, North, South, the whole Confederacy versus the whole. So why don't we just compromise with them and let Donald Trump be the president of the Confederacy? Okay, because, he could claim that he's immune from prosecution that way, but only in the South. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't help him in New York, which is probably why he's not all about, dividing the spoils of the vote right now.
I feel like you finally have a take that MAGA would absolutely agree
love.
With you.
Love they would
it.
Love.
They'd love it.
Sure. And I always said there's plenty of things that MAGA should like about me, and that would be one of them. So now because they are weaponizing the little one-seat majority that they have in the House, they are going to and have issued articles of impeachment for a cabinet member. That has not happened in the United States of America since 1879. And the cabinet member is Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I have no idea what his crime is. He probably doesn't either. I don't think anybody outside of the Freedom Crackers know what they've accused him of and why it's a crime and why it's impeachable as an offense. But they're doing it anyway. They're doing it. So today is a very solemn day, everybody. A solemn, solemn day. Now, as far as whether or not the Senate, which is not a majority of Republicans, okay, also by like what, one seat? So, but because it's not in the hands of the Freedom Crackers, because the Freedom Crackers don't have, the ability to discharge Chuck Schumer the way that they have the ability to discharge Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House currently, who I know. I know. So if you miss, if you blink your eyes, you will miss two things. You will miss the speakership that was Mike Johnson's speakership because of Marge, and you will miss the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, because there is no way that the Senate is going to have a full, you know, there's 11 impeachment managers, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of them. I don't know when that three-toed thing actually became a lawyer. I'm not really sure, but it would almost be worth it to watch that. It would almost be worth it. It would be, I mean, hysterical, because she's no Adam Schiff, you understand. It's not going to be Midnight in America. You know what I'm saying? But that is actually going on. Now, the only way I knew that that was actually going on today is because in my kitchen on the little 13-incher, which isn't so small, the older I get, 13 is, you know, I have it on Fox. Seriously. And I saw it this morning when I went to get my cup of coffee, my cup of Joe. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot all of it. Are they really doing it? Yes, today is the day. And tomorrow is the day that they want the trial to begin. Tomorrow is the day that they want Chuck Schumer to actually begin a trial. Now, I promise you this, okay? Chuck Schumer will do whatever is required by the rules, because that's who he is. That's why a lot of, you know, super left-wing, you know, liberals call him Schmucky Chucky. They got all kinds of names for him. They don't love him. They didn't love Nancy either, who was the most successful Speaker of the House in the history of the House. Okay, but they found ways to trash them too, because, you know, wars. Wars. Not that we started them. We didn't start the fire, which is, you know, interesting. But Chuck Schumer will do whatever is required by the rules of the Senate to be done after being presented with articles of impeachment. But I promise you that there are enough Republicans that are sane, like, oh, I don't know, Mitt Romney, let's just say, who will vote with the Democrats if the issue comes up for a vote to either proceed or to table the impeachment articles, because that is a choice that will be presented. And I'm sure that the bipartisan nature of the tabling will be shocking, I tell you, shocking to Marge, who is, Large Marge is literally losing her mind right now. She is so angry. She's furious at Mike Johnson. Furious, I tell you. Why? Because Mike Johnson, you know, he made his, you know, duly required pilgrimage down to Magaloco, right, to meet with Donald Trump, which is what Donald Trump does to every Speaker of the House. I mean, you know, and then once he's like, I mean, Johnson doesn't realize it, but, you know, I'm sure right now, what's his face? You know, Kevin McCarthy is like laughing his butt off in a hot tub somewhere, drinking wine and smoking a doobie with, you know, what's his face? Boner. Just laughing, pointing and laughing at Mike Johnson, who's like repeating history over and over, you know, just going down there and doing the same damn thing and expecting a different result.
I thought you were going to say Santos.
Oh no. Boner is a marijuana like lobbyist guy. He owns like you know, but he was always a red wine drinker. I mean, his eyeball, he had very, very blue eyes, but his eyes were always like red from drinking. You know, like he was one of those. Yeah, he was so, you know, him and McCarthy, I mean, they got to be like laughing their brains out as they watch, you know, freaking Johnson, you know, repeat all their mistakes, you know. But she's furious because Mike Johnson went to Magaloco, where she thought he would get his marching orders not to introduce any aid for Ukraine and only introduce aid for Israel. And Mike Johnson's going to introduce aid to Ukraine and aid to Israel and aid to Taiwan. But separately. What? Separately. As if they're unrelated. You know, Russia is invading Ukraine. They're also best friends with Iran. You understand that?